Welcome to the Irish Country Living Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to the Irish Country Living Podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Donoghue. Happy International Women's Day. It's coming up this Monday, 8th of March. And to mark and celebrate International Women's Day, we have a very interesting woman indeed, Niamh Bambrick. Niamh is from a farm in County Kilkenny. She takes us through her career a little bit further in the discussion in the podcast, but just to give a flavour, she studied Ag in UCD and is now ruminant business manager with Glanbia. Outside of that, she played camogie with Kilkenny for years and still does with her club. She's definitely a woman who likes to be busy. She recently did a master's in business and supply chain management in Carlow IT, and she's now doing a higher diploma in digital marketing in Carlow IT. She's also on the ASA Council and very involved with MOCRA. She's currently the chair of Kilkenny MOCRA. In the podcast, we talk, as I said, about her career and all about her camogie and her interest in sport. So let's get into it, shall we? So, Niamh, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning. You're very good.
No problem at all, Anne. No, anytime.
You're at home in Kilkenny, are you?
I am, yeah. So I'm at home in Kilkenny, yeah. I'm still living at home. I haven't ventured out of the nest yet, so yeah, still at home.
Same as myself, don't worry about it. I'm here in Limerick and I'm telling you, loving it. Whereabouts in Kilkenny are you from, Niamh?
We're just outside Dunamagan, you could say. So we're halfway between Dunamagan and Callan. So that's where we are. The heart of all, go outside the road any side and there's cows everywhere. So the heart of the milking country is where we are.
Any milking yourselves, Niamh?
Yeah, so my partner is actually, he's a dairy farmer. So for my sins, I'm only heading one way, so he's based in the Roar. So calm and mad at the minute. So that's what's taking up a lot of time at the minute. But you look, it's not a bad occupation to be in.
And are you home are you milking as well, say your parents?
So I'm moving down there, let's say, whenever a house can be built, you know, yourself. So yeah, so and then we've an out farm as well, and then we've here at home as well. So it's, well, look, I have a sister as well. She actually she's lecturing in Kildalton, so she's at home as well. So like between us all, there's only me and my sister. So between us all, we're fairly kept going now with the whole lot. But you look, it's not too bad.
You have the full-time job and then you have the other full-time job, as I often say to people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like when you come home in the evening, you're straight out and about. So, now my sister's keeping heifers, beef heifers as well. So, let's say here at home. So, and she's happy out doing that. So, it's grand. I'm more into the dairy side of the things. That's where my love is. So, the best of both worlds for the two of us, I suppose, you could say.
The liquid gold is taking your fancy, Niamh.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And I actually wouldn't have been like kind of grown up and everything. Like I wouldn't have been mad into dairy. And I suppose when I joined Glanbia, I suppose I actually joined starting on the tillage team with Glanbia. So I was covering kind of Wicklow, Kildare, Carlow on tillage. And then I kind of saw the other side of things, I suppose, in Glanbia, let's say, of the dairy industry. And then obviously, as I said, my partner is a dairy farmer and I got more and more into it. So then I jumped ship from the tillage over to the ruminant side of things. So then I was out with the dairy farmers all day, every day. And so then that's obviously then, you know, where my real interest kind of kicked off then, was big time into the dairy.
And did you join Glanbia straight out of college, Niamh?
I did. So I graduated in 2016. I did Adam in UCD. So I went straight into Glanbia onto the graduate program. So I did the graduate program. I was actually only a few months and one of the tillage managers left, so I took over then as being tillage business manager pretty quick, actually January 2017. Now I still remained, you could say, on the graduate program, but I basically became a full-time business manager. And then in a year later, so 2018, then I switched over to being ruminant business manager. So I went down to South Wexford. So it was a tough enough kind of area to start off in, but it was good. Like, it built up good resilience and everything in me. So I was probably about a year down in South Wexford, and then probably in 2019 then I came back home up to Kilkenny. So now I'm based in Kilkenny, so it's actually, yeah, so it's great. Like, I'm based all around home, so it's great.
And when you were in school, Niamh, did you know that you want to study ag?
No, Not at all. Absolutely no way. I always had my heart set on veterinary, actually. Then I did, in fourth year, I did placement in a large veterinary practice and a small veterinary practice. The small wasn't really for me. I was just more interested in the larger animals, I suppose. But then I did the large, and then I seen, you know, out doing cesareans and getting up in the middle of the night, and I said, oh, here, I don't know, that's not for me. So then actually I changed my mind towards, I got big into sports, and I was changing my mind towards physio. And that was definitely where I was going. I even had secured a place, let's say, in Robert Gordon in Aberdeen, just in case I didn't get the points, let's say, in Ireland for physio. But then actually, in the meantime, my sister joined, did Ag Science. So she would have been 2 years ahead of me, and she started Ag Science and she loved it. And I started looking into it. So actually, I would say it was probably the month, I would say, before I had to fill in my CAO is the time that I changed my my first preference to being, let's say, you know, to go down the agriculture side. So yeah, it's gas, like, no, I was definitely flipping and turning and everything. And even, honest to God, like, even getting the CAO results and going in, I don't even know if I was sure I knew what I wanted to do. But then once I went in, I absolutely loved Ag Science in Dublin. Yeah, I loved it.
So you're glad you picked it anyway in the end?
Definitely, like, it was the best 4 years of my life, definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. Like, it was, the crack was brilliant, the lectures were great in UCD. Like, you know, it was like a home from home. It was one tight-knit community, so like I lived in on campus, so it was great. Like, and then I was big into the Camogie. I got a Camogie scholarship as well, like, to UCD. So it was great. Like, yeah, so it was brilliant, literally, like, just home away from home, like, you know.
And as a career in ag, would you say, does it give you good options?
Totally, like, there's huge options. Like, I know even a lot of my year, like, who wouldn't even be necessarily working as such in, you know, the ag industry, some would have went on and did their HDIP and they're now teachers. I know an awful lot, actually, in my year, gone on to be accountants. Some are working in the bank, some are gone home farming. There's so many, you know, options. Some went back and did veterinary, let's say, after doing ag. So there's so many options, you know, that not necessarily. I definitely think, like, the ag science degree is a degree that could take you anywhere and you can use to go anywhere. So, I think it's a fantastic course, definitely, to have.
And you didn't think of going and doing the veterinary again after or anything? You were happy enough, kind of?
No, I loved it. And then, like, it was great, actually, because I did the interview for the Glanbia graduate program in September, a fourth year. So I actually knew, I think, by the end of September, or the first week in October, a fourth year, that I had my job secured. And literally all I had to do then was focus on my grades and make sure I was getting a minimum of a 2.1. So it took an awful lot of pressure off me, like, in fourth year. Like, I remember a lot of the guys in my year were, you know, doing interviews or whatever, and I didn't. I kind of, you know, being, obviously, from Kilkenny, like, Glanbia was a big one, like, back at home. So the minute I got it, I just kind of, that was it, closed doors and just started studying, you know, and that was where I was going. So.
And I think it's great, actually, the way you said about getting your job started at the start of fourth year. Because once you get into that second semester or anything, the time for folks, you need, you know, to do the interviews and the CVs and stuff when you have that time at the start, because it just gets busy then towards the end, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Like, it gets manic between, exactly, like, trying to study and trying to get assignments in, and, you know, like, and then if you're getting towards the end of the year and you're getting worried that you have to find a job. Now, look, everyone in my year definitely came out with a job, and I'd say it's still the case, like, at the minute, like, the ag science degree, it's very employable. So they're all getting jobs. But yeah, no, it was definitely a great weight off my mind to have it secured. I knew where I was going, and Glanbia were great. Like, they touched base with you a good bit as well, like, you know, while you were in fourth year. So it was great that way. Yeah.
And when you were younger, Niamh, had you much interest in the farm, out and about and helping out and stuff?
Like, I would have, but nothing, like, I'm not going to lie, nothing sensational. Like, I would have been out, like, we would have always helped Dad, you know, like, moving stock or whatever. And we had an out farm, and, you know, we'd always go, he'd either bring us, don't tell the guard, but he'd load us into the back of, you know, my kind of memories of going to school is you were all loaded into the back of the Jeep. and you were probably sitting there holding up buckets of meal, you know, going out to the out farm, and like some days we'd be giving out like that, we'd be going into school like, are we going to stink dad of the meal, like. So yeah like obviously considering there's only two girls here, you know, we would have been out a good bit with dad, but to say were we doing a huge amount, no we weren't. And I would say the same for my sister, so it's actually gas that we both ended up in that side, and that we both now like have a big interest in the farming side of things, like, as well, like. So we would have been out on the farm and would have been up the farm, and, you know, like, especially during like silage, and we would have had corn as well, like, when I was growing up, so when you had the bales and everything. But to an extent, but not a huge amount, I'd say.
And you were big into sport when you were younger, were you? And still are, but, you know, it's kind of started when you were younger.
Yeah, so again, it's a weird one. I actually never really did sport in primary school. I went to an all girls school in Callan in primary school, so we had no camogie or anything like that in it. So I wouldn't have been that sporty. Then I went to St. Bridget's College in Callan for secondary school. And at the time when I was coming into St. Bridget's, they were big into the camogie, and they were winning the secondary schools All Ireland. So I got friendly with kind of a crowd of the girls from Winegap Dunamagan. So actually then in first year, I joined the Winegap Camogie Club, because there was none in Callan at the time. So I joined Winegap, and kind of from there, that's kind of where my interest in sports kind of really took off. I nearly became obsessed, you could say, with camogie. I was out beating the ball against the wall for hours on end. I could spend at night time, like, dad and mam would be out roaring at me to come in, kind of a thing. So I got big into that, and sure, then when I was in Callan as well, I took into playing football and volleyball, and Callan were big at winning the All-Irelands in volleyball, so I got big into that. So yeah, kind of then that's probably where the love of probably the three sports then came from, was really in secondary school in Callan.
You were late enough coming to the camogie, because I know, like, I don't play camogie myself, but I know a lot of my friends would say it's something you nearly need to be at from a young enough age, kind of, but it didn't have anyway.
Yeah, like, and it's gas, like, and even like it's in the family, like, even because like dad would be a cousin, you know, of DJ Carey and all them, like, and I never played, probably because it wasn't in the primary school, let's say, and there was no club in Callan, whereas I know the girls who came from the country school, who came from Dunamagan, let's say, the other side, they would have been big into it. So like, and that probably is a regret that mam and dad would always say, that they wish they would have sent us to Dunamagan, to the country school. It was only handiness sake that mam was passing through Callan, she dropped us on the way. But I was 14, like, picking up camogie. Like, I remember it so clearly. The first year I started playing, I was probably 13, because Fela was on in Kilkenny the very first year that I started playing, but because I was only joined, I wasn't eligible. But to be fair to Winegap, like, they brought me along. I couldn't play, but they brought me along, and, you know, to everything. And I remember kind of being upset that I couldn't play, like, with the rest of them in the Fela. So I worked so hard that year. I just, every minute was spent. And then the next year, obviously, then I went in, and Winegap sent me in for a trial with Kilkenny for the under-16s, and sure, that was it then. I kind of joined then, and I never looked back. I said playing then, I suppose, with Kilkenny until the year before last. I only gave up to do my master's. I went back to do a part-time master's, so I couldn't obviously do it all. So yeah, so it's gas, like, and it just goes to show, like, you know, if you put in the hard work, and I was very driven. I knew I was behind, and I probably was overweight as well, like, you know, from lack of playing sport, like, when I was 13 14, and I hated that. I hated being bigger than everyone else, and it did get to me. Probably I only realize now that it did get to me. So I worked really, really hard, and then got in on the county underage panels, and then I suppose that's kind of what really developed me, you know, playing with some of the better girls in the county, and that's how I came on, I suppose.
And was being involved in the Kilkenny panel, was that a very good experience? Both, I suppose, as you said, in terms of developing camogie, but for yourself, in terms of obviously teamwork, and there's a lot of dedication going into being involved in that kind of a setup.
Yeah, totally. Oh, absolutely. Like, I met girls from all over the all over the county, but not even all over the county, but all over the country, like, you know, from playing against them underage and then obviously with intermediate and senior, like, you know, and I would have got friendly with girls from all over, you know, all over the country. Like one of, I would say now she works actually for Glanbia as well, but one of my really good friends is Anne Everson. And I would have met Anne originally from playing against her underage. She was playing with Tip and I was Kilkenny. And then we ended up playing against each other, you know, or with each other, should I say, in UCD. So, like, it's gas. Like, yeah, that you definitely do. And then, yeah, you definitely with the teamwork. And there's huge dedication. Like, I remember being even in college and having to go up and down. We'd have to drive down, a gang of us, myself, Grace Walsh, and a few more of us. We'd get into the car and we'd have to come down on a Tuesday, come down on a Thursday. We were trying to play club, college, county, all together, you know, so you do have to juggle it, but it's great. It develops into time management. You know, like, I think playing sport, while it takes up time, I think it makes you more efficient at what you do. So I remember if I got an assignment, I'd make sure and do it and have it done, and it would be done and out of the way and everything, you know. So you really did get good kind of time structure, I think, from it, definitely, yeah.
And you're still playing club, Niamh?
Yeah, I am. I didn't give up the club, so I played with Kilkenny until, I suppose, we won the All-Ireland in 16. I played the year after, so 17, and then I started my Masters in 18, so I would have gave up in 18. I would have probably at the time, like, had, you know, in my mind to go back. But to be honest, I actually loved, and it's something I hadn't done in years. I hadn't gotten the chance to go down with the girls I grew up with. And play in the club and go down training 3-4 nights a week, and I absolutely loved it. And then I also took into running, so I got big into running. And to be honest with you, then I didn't realize as well how much time over the years I had given to playing County Camogie. Like, it's an awful lot of time, and everything kind of has to take a back seat as a result. So I kind of just playing the Camogie with the club, and then obviously I got big into the running and the long distance running, and I joined a running club down in Dungarvan in Waterford, because we'd have a holiday home down there. So then I was happy enough with them, so I kind of stuck to them, and I'm delighted, you know. So I've done my county piece. I don't see myself going back, and so now I love the running and the club, yeah.
And you run, what have you been running since half marathons or marathons?
Yeah,
or
exactly. Yes. So that's the bulk of it. Like, we've gone all over the world with the running clubs I ran in, like, which I would never have done, obviously, because with Camogie and playing with Kilkenny, it's the opposite. You don't go on a summer holiday because you're at home and you're playing. And then when you were finished with Kilkenny, you were going straight into college season, and then you were going straight into club. So, like, it was, you know. So with the running, like, I ran in Vienna, I ran in Rotterdam, I ran in Slovenia, loads of different places, you know. So, yeah, like, there's loads of different distances, I suppose, that you can run. So, like, the main bulk of the runs that I would have done were probably half marathons. But, yeah, like, marathons and all that are my, you know, that's what I see myself doing kind of in the future. And goal is to keep going at a few more marathons. So, yeah.
And you do much running at the moment?
Yeah, so I had tapered it back, obviously, over the Christmas. I wintered well like everybody else. So, no, I'm back into it now again, yeah. So I'd probably, it depends, like, on average, I'd probably run maybe a 10K most days. And then and on a Sunday, then I'd run more. Like, I could run kind of 10, 11, 12, 10 miles. And look, as the season goes on, then I'd be up in it. And obviously, if races were taking place, you know, I'd be doing a running program, and we'd be doing 20 or 25K kind of on a Sunday morning. But just kind of keeping ticking going to keep the weight off and the food off by going for like a minute.
The Irish Country Living Podcast.